Here we see in the book of Revelation chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9, when the Lamb collected the sealed scroll from the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And what does this mean? We saw that this seal or this document is sealed. So after a document is being sealed, it simply means that this document has become officially binding, and this document is complete. And this is a form of authentication of that particular document, acknowledging that this document is now original and authentic. So this seal upon this scroll represents formality and authenticity of this particular document. Therefore, nobody can able to tamper with this document. So if you watch in different legal systems, when a document has a seal, it added a value on that particular document. Immediately you see a document that has a seal on it, that is being endorsed, that is being ratified either by a land bureau and a surveyor office, and they certify the document, endorse it, that certainly shows that the weight of the content of that document is very authentic and that it has been formalized. So seeing Jesus Christ holding this particular seal, holding this particular scroll, simply means that it has the endorsement of the king. It has an endorsement of a king. So when a king endorses a document, you will see the seal of the king's ring upon that particular document. So this scroll that has this particular seal, seven seal, it simply means it has the endorsement of the king in seven places. And what does this seven means? This seven means authenticity. This seven means completeness. This seven means perfection. What does it mean? It shows the identity of the person who signed this particular document, to show that nobody should tamper with this particular document. So what is the content inside this particular seal? The content is the information that has to, the information of the inheritance of the king. And the inheritance of the king is the earth, where Jesus Christ is the heir. And the believers are the joint heir with Christ. So when this document is sealed, it simply means it has been closed. It simply means it has been protected so that nobody will pry into it. Nobody will try to see the content. You can't see the content because it is already sealed. What does that mean? It simply means that this particular scroll that has a seal on it is now confidential. It is confidential. The content is only known by God, which he is going to reveal at his own time. So it simply means that the authority of the king has been endorsed upon this particular document. So Jesus is now holding this powerful document in his hand, which no one has the right to hold. And this document is being sealed by his blood. And don't forget, in the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 28, it said that this blood is the blood of God. So God sealed this scroll with his own blood. So if you look at in the book of Genesis chapter 21 verse 26 to 28, you will see that God gave man dominion over the earth. So when God gave man dominion over the earth, so he handed over this particular seal book into the hands of man. And he told man, if you watch verse 28, he told man, he said, you shall have dominion upon all the creatures, upon all the things the Lord has created. So the Lord told man, he said, hold the seal. This seal is a representative of all the things I've created on the earth, I have empowered you to have dominion. So what does dominion mean? In the Hebrew word, the word dominion means rada, which means to rule. So God handed the scroll in creation after he gave man the order to take dominion. And he said, now you can rule. This is the power for you to rule. This is the power for you to reign. This is the power for you to take dominion. This is the power for you to have authority over all the things I have created. This is the power for you to govern upon all the things I have created. So man was a steward. Man received the office of stewardship from God. Now man become responsible. Man become responsible upon everything the Lord has created. Earth becomes a colony of heaven, heaven extension upon the earth. And that's why the Bible told us that in the cool of the evening, the Almighty God always come down to have fellowship with Adam. So what does that mean? That does not give man right for exploitation. It does not give man right for exploitation, but rather it gives man authority, dominion to manage the earth's resources. You can see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. It gives man power. It gives man authority to manage the earth's resources, which means that man has taken up the responsibility to take care of God's curation. Man has taken up responsibility to take care of God's curation. What are we talking about? Our topic is dealing on the title deed and the redemption story. So God had already orchestrated all this script before he began to create the earth. Now he has handed over the title deed to man, which is Adam. He said, take over the earth, manage the earth. Earth has become an extended colony, extended heaven upon the earth. So he delegated man to be a governor, while God himself is the king. So man becomes God's representative. Man becomes God's ambassador. So this shows how man is going to handle the leadership, how he's going to maintain God's creation according to God's description, according to God's leadership. That does not give man room to exploit or to destroy or to damage what God had already given to man. And he told man, he said, you have to be creative. You have to be creative. You have to be creative and you have to civilize the world. So the power to civilize the world was given to man to civilize the world, because now man becomes the manager of the whole earth. So that's what God did to Adam in the Garden of Eden. So what was God's intent by giving man the dominion? So the God's intent in giving man's dominion simply means is for man to reflect his image, for man to replicate the heavenly nature upon the earth. So man has to replicate the way of heaven upon the earth. Man has to replicate the way of life of heaven upon the earth. So that's why God said in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he said, let us make man in our own image. So man's dominion reflects God's rule. So as God has given man dominion, authority to rule the earth, so it has to reflect the way God is handling and the ruling heaven. So he has given man power to be just. He has given man power to be wise, wisdom. The spirit of discernment has been rested upon man to enable man to be creative, to enable man to be loving. This is the nature of God, and that should be the nature of man. So this mirrors God's moral character on earth. So when you see man, you have seen a mini God. So that's what the Bible says in the book of Psalm 82 verse 6, it says, I say that you are gods, that God has created all of you as gods. That is God's mindset. That is God's intent when he created man. So he wanted to extend heaven's order to earth. The intention of God is to extend heaven's order to earth. So earth becomes the colony of heaven with man as a governor. So you can get that in the book of Psalm 115 verse 16. So Adam in the Eden, so like Adam was in the Eden, so man was to cultivate, man was to multiply, man was to civilize the world under the guidance of God, under the divine leadership of God. So this will make man to establish fellowship and the partnership with God. So this will make man to be in fellowship and partnership with God. As I said earlier, the Bible said in Genesis that by the cool of the evening, God always come down to have fellowship with man, because there is a partnership, there is a collaboration. So God's dominion through man create a divine human partnership. So the intent of God is to have a partnership with man. So when man begins to run away from God, you will see that that is not the original intent of God. So God wants to walk hand in hand with man, because he created man to be a mini God who governs all the things he has already created. So this particular fellowship was broken in Eden by the forces of darkness, whom we know to be Satan through serpent. It was broken, and Christ restored it back to man. And we saw that in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 17. So Christ was able to restore what man lost in Eden. So Christ restored it, and he recovered it back to us. For what reason? For us to fulfill that initial mandate which God had already given to man in Eden. The initial mandate which God had already given to man in Eden is to govern, is to take dominion, is to take authority, is to multiply all the things which the Lord had already placed on earth. So man will also multiply themselves. So in this understanding, we also see that the Bible said that man should be fruitful. If you look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it says, you will multiply, you will be fruitful, you will be fruitful, and you will be multiplied. So dominion which God had given to man in the Garden of Eden includes multiplication, or multiplying God's nature across the earth. So God wants man to multiply his nature upon the earth. So not just production, not just producing or bearing fruits or through reproduction, but he also wants man to multiply through the process of evangelism, the way God had already given a divine commission. He said, go ye into the world, preach the gospel, starting from Judea to Jerusalem, to the uttermost part of the world. That is multiplication. To tell you that God has never changed his intent of multiplication. He wants multiplication. So despite the falling of man and the restoration of man back to the spiritual Eden, God also gave another commandment through the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, go ye into the world, preach the gospel. So when you go into the world and preach the gospel, you are now obeying that great commission of multiplication. So it is all about raising generation that will seek God, raising generation that will seek God. And that's why God told Abraham, he said, how can I do these things to Sodom and Gomorrah without telling my servant Abraham, knowing fully well that my servant Abraham will teach his children to fear the Lord. So when you teach your children to fear the Lord, you are multiplying the nature of God upon the earth. So what God really wants, he wants people who will be able to multiply the nature of God upon the earth. So this is God's intent in Genesis. So when devil brought obstruction, and man lost that scroll. Man lost that title deed. But when Jesus came to recover that title deed back to man, making man to be another mini god on earth, commissioning man. He said, "Go ye and multiply. Go ye and display the nature of God across the earth." So man was created to rule under God's authority, not independently. Man was not created to rule independently. That's why the Bible said God always comes to Adam every cool of the evening. Every day, God comes to Adam to have fellowship with him. So he never created man to live independently, because it's a partnership. Man has to draw inspiration from God, not inspiration from the world, nor from Satan. Everything man does, the inspiration supposed to come from God. So God's intent was for man to establish a divine order upon the earth. So God's intent is for man to establish a divine order upon the earth. So this dominion which God has given to man is fully restored in Christ. So when you have Jesus, when you have the Holy Spirit, which is the last Adam, domiciled in you, the Bible made us to understand in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 45, that Jesus is the last Adam. So this last Adam has restored back all the title deed which Adam lost in the garden. So when Adam sinned with Eve, this title deed was taken away from them. And when God took it away from them, he drove them out of the garden. He said, "Get out of the garden," so they will not touch the tree of life. And that scroll, that seal was taken away from them, and it was restored back to Jesus with his own blood. That's when he died at the cross of Calvary, he said, "It is finished." So when the second Adam restored this scroll back to man, so now man has to rule in righteousness. Man has to bring everything back under God. So that's what the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 said. So we have to bring everything back unto God. Our ruling, our leadership, our dominion will all be under righteousness. So if you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 21, you will see that man forfeited this title deed. When they were being driven out of the garden, the Lord drove them out of the garden. So man lost access to Eden. Man lost access to the scroll. Man lost access to the title deed. So the title deed is the evidence that God is the owner of the universe. As man will go and buy land, you will try to rectify that land by going to apply for the COO, Certificate of Occupancy, in order to have a right over that land. So this scroll the Lord Jesus Christ has collected from the hand of him that is on the throne gave him right upon the earth. So the earth belongs unto the Lord. So it's not just a grammatical statement. He has an evidence, and that evidence is on the scroll, is on the title deed, which is in the hands of God. And he restored it back to man at the cross of Calvary when he said, "It is finished." So this is our redemption story. So the mystery behind this, our redemption story, is in the title deed. So the Bible said in the first book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 and 20, it said, "You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ." This title deed was redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. And this blood of Christ is the blood of God. That's what the Bible told us in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. So the lamb that has no blemish, the lamb that has no stain. So the lamb was slain, this particular lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. And that's what the Bible told us. We can get that also in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And the Bible said that this is the plan of redemption. So the plan of redemption was internal. It was not something that just happened prematurely or without being planned or without knowing it, because God is the all-knowing God. And that's what we call him as omniscience God. So he knew before the creation of the world that man is going to lost this title deed. And he prepared a way of restoration to restore man back to have access to his colony, so that man will be able to duplicate or replicate the nature of God upon the earth. So Christ became the earthen vessel holding the seal book. We saw it in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32 from verse 14, when he bought the field and he sealed it with witnesses and signatures, and he deposited that document he sealed in the earthen vessel. So here we found out that Jesus Christ became the earthen vessel. The Christ become the earthen vessel. The Holy Ghost becomes the earthen vessel. So you as a believer, when you receive the title deed, which is the Holy Spirit, you have been empowered. You have been empowered to do extraordinary. No powers of the darkness, no principalities and power will be able to push you out of your titled deed, will push you out of your inheritance, because the Bible says we are heirs with Christ. So we are now joint heirs with Christ. So we are holding the title deed, because the title deed, which is the seal book that was deposited in the earthen vessel and inside us, has empowered us to be Christ on earth, to replicate Christ, to live like Christ, to behave like Christ, to talk like Christ, to preach like Christ, to go and multiply, to go to evangelize, because this is the great commission which the Lord had already given to us. Look at what the Bible says in the book of John chapter 20 verse 17, when Jesus resurrected and Mary met him, and he said, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." This was the priestly moment where Christ was presenting his blood on the heavenly mercy seat. Because at that time he resurrected, Mary wanted to come and hug him. He said, "Wait, I have never ascended, to my Father and to your Father. So I have not, don't touch," because he needed to place the blood at the mercy seat. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. So he needed to fulfill all the requirements of dying at the cross. So we saw in the book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 to 10, that he redeemed us and he made us kings and the priests. Why? How? By title deed. So the title deed is an evidence which shows that we are now co-heirs with God. So when the Bible said that we are co-inheritance, it's not just a use of word or just mere use of word. There's an inheritance. And the content of that inheritance is embedded, is documented in this scroll, in this title deed. And this title deed has been deposited in the earthen vessels. Praise God. So the unsealing of the scroll is the unveiling of Christ in the believer. So the unsealing of the scroll, this scroll that Jesus picked from the hands of him that sat upon the throne. So the unsealing of the scroll is the unveiling of Christ in the believer. So when the Holy Ghost enters into the life of a believer, the title deed is deposited within them. So when you receive the Holy Ghost, when you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost is domiciled in you, the title deed has been deposited into you, then you have the power. You have the power to do whatever the Lord wants you to do. No principalities and power can challenge you anymore, because the power is domiciled in you. Now you become a title holder of the earth. So there is no place you go all over the world anybody can challenge you, because you are holding an evidence that proves that your Father is the owner of this earth and you are a co-heir of this particular inheritance. So in a literal sense, When a father or a parent have or the parents, they have properties, and those properties have documents, CFO, what we call a certificate of occupancy, and they may, if they have their children, they call their children to come and to see the title document. They will show, they will tell their children, we have land in so-so-so place. We have land in so-so-so place. Come and see the content and the size of the land we have in so-so-so place. It is only parents that does this things to their children. No other person will do this to their children. Now, unless the parents, they have a family lawyer, then they can contact the family lawyer to help them to keep these title documents. Perhaps when their children grows or whatever, or if anything happens to them, so then the family lawyer can able to mediate or to relate the information to their children. So in this matter, we have God as our king. We have Jesus as our mediator. He is our family lawyer. He is our brother. He is our, is the heir of God's inheritance, and we are the co-heir of God's inheritance. So the content of this seal is revealed to the believers, to the bride of Christ. So anyone that is not the bride will not know the content of the seal. So the revelation of the seal is meant for the bride. It is only the bride will know the content of the revelation of the seal. And that's why the seal was sealed in seven places. Seven places means completion, means complete, means perfection. God is known in perfection. And the content of the seal can only be revealed to the bride of Christ. So if you are not the bride of Christ, you have no part in knowing what is the in the seal, because the content of the seal it carries the information of what is going to transpire in this world, in this earth, and it is meant only for the bride of Christ to know the content, to enable them to prepare for the flight to meet their bridegroom in glory. So that's why this book was sealed. It was only sealed to make sure that non-bride will not know the content. So this is the privilege the bride has, because they have an insight, they have the Holy Spirit, they have the fire that will enable them to know the content of the seal. And that's why God sent a voice in this Laodicean church age, a prophet, to be able to take us out of the world, to be accounted as part of the bride, so that the content of the seals will be revealed to us, so that we will know what is our inheritance. We know the scope, we know the size of our inheritance. Because if somebody tells you you have a land, you must try to know, this land you are telling me, or this property you are telling me that I have, where is it located? What is the size of this property? How can I have access to it? How can I have knowledge of this particular property? So a chamberlain was sent to us in this last age to take us to the king. And before he will take us to the king, he will able to educate us with the content of the seal, so that we will able to know the manner and the way the king behave, so that we will not misbehave when we meet the king. So that's why God have sent a chamberlain to take the bride, to educate the bride, to unveil the seal, the content of the seal to the bride, so that the bride will no more dwell in ignorance. You can't be a bride and be an ignorant bride. No. That's why he sent a chamberlain, a voice in this age, to be able to unveil the mystery, the content of the seal for us, so that we will know what our king really need. Praise the Lord. So in closing, when we know the content of the seal, what should we do? We must know that there is a commission, there is a duty, there is a responsibility, there is an authority that has been bestowed upon us. And what is that authority? It says, go ye and multiply. You don't take dominion without multiplying. You must go and multiply the heavenly nature. You must go and multiply the nature of God. You must go and multiply the heavenly way of doing things, because earth Spirit is God's colony. So that's what God wants us to understand. So from henceforth, with the understanding of who you are, that this title deed has been deposited in the earthen vessel. You are now the earthen vessel. You are the vessel of God, and the title of or this title deed has been deposited in you. I want you to be confident. Go. You have, there is a responsibility God has placed on you for you to go and multiply. Go and preach the gospel. Go with this great commission. When he tells you go, there is a power that follows that word go. You are not just going as an ordinary man. There is a power, there is a title deed that is inside you. So that is our witness, that is our evidence, that is a proof that we are the son of the king. We are not just a son of the king because we are just saying it by word. No, there is a deposit, and that deposit in us is called a title deed, and that title deed is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which we have received, that has given us power to take dominion, that has given us power to go to multiply. So as we take heed to this instruction, we must be able to preach the redemption story. The redemption, that because this redemption story is for us to understand that there is a plan, or there was a plan from the beginning, and that plan is to restore heavenly colony upon the earth. And we must go to preach that this redemption has been restored back to the bride, that the content of the seal has been unveiled to the bride, and the bride is no more ignorant of what God wants them to know. So we must teach other believers that they have authority in Christ. We must teach other believers that they have authority in Christ. We must go to evangelize. We must make evangelism more powerful. We must not begin to be afraid. I want you to know that is a power that follows that word that said, go, go ye. Though it's not just a mere word. When he said, go ye, he knew that the title deed is inside you. So go with this understanding, and the power of the Almighty God will rest upon you. Know that you must go to present the gospel because you have a legal victory. You have a legal victory. So evangelism is not just about emotion, but it's all about declaring a judicial reversal, a judicial reversal, that Satan has lost the title deed. So we have to go to evangelize and tell people, look, my friend, Satan has lost the title deed, that the title deed has been reclaimed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid anymore. We must go out to win soul and with confidence, because we have the title deed, that the master has restored the title deed. Praise the Lord. I want us to have a short prayer, then we close. Father, we thank you for how far you have led us to share this knowledge of the title deed and the revelation of the content of the title deed, that it is only meant for the bride. And it is when it is the bride that will have this understanding, and it will empower them to go all out, oh, to preach the gospel. When you say go, go ye, that simply means that we have what it takes to go into the world, to multiply ourselves, to multiply God's nature on the earth, so that we will not be afraid to meet people, to tell them that the title deed has been reclaimed by our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it is finished. And as it is finished, he has reclaimed the lost title deed. Now we have claimed it back in Christ Jesus. We have the Holy Ghost in the earthen vessel. The title deed has been deposited in the earthen vessel. We are the earthen vessel in Christ Jesus, and we have been redeemed, oh, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Thank you, wonderful Father, for what you have done. Thank you for this message, and thank you for the inspiration. May you bless the listeners and the hearers. May we be empowered. May we go with anointing of this title deed, knowing that God is with us. That our God is the King, and we are the co-heirs of this earthly inheritance, where he has given us power to take dominion, where he has given us power to go all out, to multiply, to recreate, to civilize the world with the nature and with the divine guidance of the Almighty God. Thank you, wonderful Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.